Live from the Five Flags Theater in Dubuque, Iowa, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Clyde Stubblefield on drums, and Chris Mertz on sax. I'm Jim Packard. In this hour of What Do You Know, Michael Gibson, archivist from Loras College, Jeff Kramer from Kramer's Grocery, and of course, more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Now, hot on the heels of Sarah Bernhardt, Al Jolson, and Eddie Cantor, Michael Feldman.
And what a history there is here in Dubuque. We're in Dubuque, in case you're wondering what I'm talking about. And at the Five Flags Theater, which was it, an Orpheum Theater or a? Orpheum? Yes? Big vaudeville house and everything, and all the greats played here. So it's quite a thrill just to be here in beautiful Dubuque. And speaking of history in Dubuque, the oldest city around here, for sure. Puts Platteville to shame. I think Platteville has just started in the 50s. Well, 1830 or something like that. 30-something, yeah. And only 130 years later, you got wastewater treatment, I know that. Michael Gibson knows what I don't know. Would you welcome him, please? He's an archivist, ladies and gentlemen, who knows everything there is to know about Dubuque. From Loras College, historian, archivist, man about town, and junk collector, I guess, too, pretty much. You got a lot of it is really just sort of junk collecting, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, exactly.
Archiving?
Right.
How does one get to be an archivist? You just have a lot of stuff and you decide to go into it?
Yeah, a lot of junk.
Yeah.
You know, Sanford and Son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you?
Well, I'm one of them.
Are you Sanford or
Son?
I don't know. It's kind of important.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have a junkyard somewhere with the stuff piled high?
Yeah, the basement of my house.
Yeah? Have you got a wife?
Yeah. She's in the audience. She'll verify that.
How does she feel about the basement of the house, then? Doesn't she want you to get rid of all that junk, basically?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And you hold out?
Yep.
What a guy you are. You know what that is?
Absolutely.
You know what that is?
It's dedication to your profession.
It's temperament.
Temperament.
You know, what do you got down in that basement?
Well, I've got a lot of things in that basement.
Yeah.
Mostly books.
Books, okay. Yeah. Any artifacts?
But in the archives, well.
That's probably at the college.
I'm the artifact.
You're the... Yeah. So most of the good stuff has to go to the college, right?
Right.
Yeah. So what do you got there at Loras?
At Loras College, we've got everything.
Uh-huh.
Everything that's old.
Okay.
Including myself.
All right.
Right.
So, I mean, are there some from the early settlers and from anything from Julian himself?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got the city council proceedings from the very first city council meeting.
Oh. How'd that go?
1837.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had the same concerns we have today.
Really? The same derogatory kind of thing?
Except for hogs running loose in the streets. That was a problem then. We don't seem to have that problem in Dubuque right now.
No. Yeah. We in Madison, where I'm from, they had a problem with cows.
Cows.
People kept cows, and they tended to break down fences.
Well, you're the dairy state, so.
Yeah, we've been accused of that.
I don't like cheese, by the way.
All right. Anything else I have to watch out for when I'm
know.
Talking?
I don't know.
You're a little touchy.
You know what they say about archivists.
No.
Maybe I shouldn't say this with my wife in the audience.
Go ahead.
I will anyway.
Yeah.
Well, my urologist is here anyway. They make it last longer.
Two most important people in your life.
Yeah.
Your wife and your urologist.
Well, they make it last longer, you know.
I'm sorry,
I say they make it last longer.
Oh, archivists make it last longer.
Yeah.
Do you have a bumper sticker to that effect?
Well, no, but I have a T-shirt to that effect.
You do, okay.
Yeah.
What did you bring in the bag here? Is this something archival?
Not anything too old.
Okay.
I know you wanted me to bring something old. But
some junk. Did you bring some junk?
Well... No.
No. Well, what the heck? What do you got there? Oh, yeah, that stuff is any good.
You know this stuff?
That's not old.
How about that?
Huh? Doyle's lunch?
You know what I say about archives? There's nothing too insignificant?
Yeah.
It's collect.
Doyle's lunch, home cooking?
Right.
212 West 1st Street in Dubuque, Iowa?
You know, that might be the only thing that documents Doyle's lunch counter. So I want that. I collect that sort of thing. Okay. I mean, nothing's too insignificant. And it doesn't have to be old.
No.
You know, after all, what happened a second ago is history.
Yeah, I know.
And, of course, history.
We've forgotten it already.
Yeah. I've forgotten most of it. Right?
Really, yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, history's a mystery, too.
So you get paid?
No.
Michael?
Yeah.
You can make a living at this?
Well, I don't know about a living, but yeah. I get paid.
All right, let's start here then. Did Julian Dubuque, was he actually the first white settler?
The first white settler what?
What are you just looking at in this area? I mean, you know, in the Dubuque area.
In the Dubuque area?
Yes.
No.
God, it's like pulling teeth, Michael. Don't you want to share any of this stuff? Is that it? It's your stuff, and you're not going to share it, right?
No.
Is that how you are? What kind of archivist doesn't want to share?
Well, you know, we have a history professor at Loras College that says the role of an archivist is to hide things from historians.
And they're urologists, so you got to hide stuff from them.
Right. Yeah, you definitely want to hide things from them. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Do we have, for example, any artifacts from Julian Dubuque, his old sweet self?
Not at Loras College.
No.
But they do exist.
Okay. What did he leave behind?
However, his library. I'm very confused about his library. He had quite a library. He's quite an educated gentleman.
He was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He read a lot.
Okay.
He had about 58 books with him while he was here in Dubuque.
Okay.
And he was reading Montesquieu and Locke and. He had some dictionaries and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And they sold his
estate. He was a French speaker, I presume. Right.
French, yes. French-Canadian.
Yes.
From Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dubuque's not the only Dubuque there is, though.
No.
There is another Dubuque.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, there is.
No, there isn't.
Yeah.
No. Come on, you know, just because I walked into town here.
Dubuque, Kansas. Haven't you ever heard of Dubuque, Kansas?
No, never heard of it.
No.
Isn't that funny?
It existed.
Because there's a Milwaukee, Kansas, too.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? They took all our town names in Kansas for some reason.
Absolutely.
Misspell them.
Well, in this case, there was a bunch of Polish people and German people and Irish people that went from Milwaukee and Dubuque to Kansas. And at the turn of the 19th century.
Well, that's interesting.
Or the 20th century, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
They developed a little community near Salinas.
They did?
Yeah.
And it's still called Dubuque. Is it spelled the same way?
Spelled the same way.
Because Milwaukee, they messed up totally the spelling.
They've messed up Dubuque before, too.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's interesting.
Yeah. I just thought you'd like to know.
It's a little better than that match cover thing that you started with.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Have you seen one of these?
Punch card.
Yeah. You know what that is?
A punch card.
Yeah, okay.
Is that in the archives, too?
Yeah. We're getting more and more of those things in the archives. We're getting a lot of things in the archives.
Big old floppy disks.
Like these, yeah. Yes. The good old floppy disks, you know. But now we got flash drives and iPods.
Yeah, but that's not interesting, Michael.
It is. It is.
To you it is.
It is because this is the future of our archives. This is what our archives of the future are going to look like.
We want junk, though.
In my mind, this is junk.
Yeah, because you won't be able to read these old
floppies. That's exactly right. There you got the point. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Okay, well, someone had to.
Yeah,
someone had
right.
to. Do you teach as well?
No, I do give public programs, however.
Well, that must be good.
Yeah. Well,
what do you do? Come out here with match covers and.
Yeah, I take my batch
floppy
books covers,
and say, see, here
That's
it is.
That's right, here it is.
It's all here.
Here's the future. You won't be able to read it.
Okay.
Can't access it, so it won't be any good to you.
Got to go. Got a urology appointment. Okay, materials for research is your objective here. And you must have some interesting artifacts on display there that reflect the history of the area at Loras College in your archives, don't you?
Well, we have Bishop Loras's laptop. You know, our students think they're pretty smart at Loras because Loras is a laptop campus.
They all get laptops.
Well, Bishop Loras had a laptop.
Oh.
We have his. Uh-huh. He had to carry it on horseback.
What was
in a saddlebag.
What was his laptop? Actually, a typewriter or something?
No, a laptop desk. He carried in a saddlebag. That was his laptop.
Okay.
We have his throne chair as well.
You got to travel with that.
No.
I travel with mine.
Do you?
Yeah. I spend a lot of time on the throne.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well.
I got a porta throne.
A porta throne. Yeah.
Those are good, too. Okay, so you got all the bishop's things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. And that goes back to what year was that?
We're not a museum, so we don't have a lot of artifactual things. Three-dimensional.
Oh, okay.
Most of ours are two-dimensional.
Okay. If you must have people that are donating things all the time.
Yeah.
But what sorts of things do they donate?
A lot of questions. they always donate questions. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I had a guy ask me one time.
Yeah.
We have a Julian Dubuque Bridge here, of course.
Yeah.
And he asked me if I knew when lightning struck the Julian Dubuque Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, do you have any idea when it was? And he says, no. He said, maybe it was about 1946 or 1947.
Uh-huh.
I said, that's interesting. I said, but I don't think I can tell you when lightning struck the Julian Dubuque Bridge,
just
based on that much evidence. And there was a long pause, and all of a sudden he says, I'm amazed, Mr. Gibson. I said, amazed about what? He says, well, I thought you knew everything there was to know about Dubuque history. And I said, well, I do, but I don't know this, based on that amount of evidence.
No.
You know. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to say, why in the hell do you want to know?
Yeah.
But that was a burning issue with him.
No, boring, I think.
Yeah, it was boring. Yeah. Well, it was...
That was a Freudian slip. All right, so let me get this straight now, Mr. Gibson. Is it Professor Gibson?
No.
No. Okay. Dr. Gibson?
Well, I've been called Dr. Dubuque.
Dr. Dubuque?
Yeah. Or the guru of Dubuque.
Okay.
You're the sage of Wisconsin.
Now say
You're
something.
You're the sage of Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, but that's a lie, too.
So's mine.
I know.
Yeah,
that's
definitely,
what I said,
definitely.
Too.
Yeah.
Also, in other words. Okay.
You really want to know what kind of junk I have?
Well, yeah, I know. If it's just this, we can go on to something else.
Yeah.
Should we go on to something else?
Well, I don't have artifacts.
You don't have a wagon wheel, an anvil?
No, that's all down at the Riverboat Museum.
Okay, yeah, I saw some of those. Those are nice.
Yeah.
Okay. historical. That we can be historical, though.
Absolutely.
Can we talk about the early settlers here, what they were like? And there's Joliet and Marquette came through here, right? But they didn't stay.
Right.
And then...
Julian Dubuque, obviously.
Julian Dubuque came, and he had a good relationship with the Indians that were here.
Absolutely, With the Meskwaki.
The Meskwaki Indians.
Sauk and Fox, Meskwaki means red earth people.
Mm-hmm.
They came from, we believe, Rhode Island area, and then they migrated across the Great Lakes and then eventually down to what is now Iowa.
Yeah.
But they left after the Black Hawk Treaty. They were forced out. They went to Kansas.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Probably to Milwaukee.
No, not to Milwaukee, Kansas.
Milwaukee, Kansas.
Kansas, right. Then they came back to Iowa and developed a casino.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Which casino was there?
It's in Tama and Toledo,
West
of Cedar Rapids on Highway 30.
What's that one called?
Meskwaki Bingo.
Oh, Meskwaki Bingo. See, this is getting fascinating now. We turned a corner here. It's a big craft, so it takes a while to turn it.
Well, the early settlers were primarily Germans and Irish.
Okay.
And everybody else was kind of in the middle. The Irish were to the south, Little Dublin, and the Germans to the north end of town.
Yeah.
Everybody else in the middle. And you know that what they used to define a mixed marriage as in Dubuque?
No.
An Irish lass and a German boy.
Oh.
That was a mixed marriage.
Hmm. Okay. Make note of that. Mixed marriage.
Yeah.
Irish lass, German boy. Okay. That's good. Did the were there two separate migrations for the Catholics and the Presbyterians?
Well, the Presbyterians were always in a minority, but they were probably the second largest Protestant group in the community, next to the Lutherans.
The Lutherans.
Of course, the early German Catholics and Irish Catholics, the Germans could not obviously speak English, so they actually, some of them went to German Lutheran services and mm-hmm. German Presbyterian services,
ah.
where the native tongue was spoken.
Right. And I know there's a Jewish population as well, and they were also
correct.
German. So they did German.
Alexander Levi.
Yeah.
He was the early Jewish immigrant here. He was the first nationalized immigrant in what was to be the state of Iowa.
Well, there you go.
So,
what business was he in, you know?
Yeah.
Good. Well, someday maybe he'll tell me.
No. He was in the dry goods business.
Dry goods.
Yeah, dry goods.
A lot of my people were in dry goods. Dry goods. And dry cleaning was another big one.
Dry cleaning, yeah.
Yeah.
Later on.
Yeah, well, you needed to get dirty out there in the frontier.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Well, it's been hallucinating.
Hallucinating. has it not been hysterical as well?
It's been hysterical and hallucinating. And,
hallucinating.
is the Encyclopedia Dubuque, are you involved with that at all?
Yes, I have been.
Yeah.
It's online now, so you can access it online.
So all the stuff we didn't get around
to. That's where you got all, they can read that.
Yeah, all the stuff you can get around to is on the Encyclopedia Dubuque online, which is really fascinating.
I
even read an 1865 history, it's like a day book of the history of Dubuque, and I went through all 1865 and all the household dilemmas and stuff. It was actually quite amusing, all the stuff that was going on. Have you seen that, the history of Dubuque one? It has the 1860s.
And no, you might be referring to the county histories, but they're not 1860. That's a little early for a book.
Well, I'll get to it, actually, because I'm good reading for you.
I've got some reading to leave with you as well.
Oh, you do? What do you got for me? We can just read this for the rest of the interview.
That's right. You can read that.
My Old Dubuque, Collected Writings on the Dubuque Area History by Lynn Cruzy. Cruzy, Forward by Mike Gibson. Okay, let's just read your foreword then. That'll be your final.
That'll take up the rest of the time.
Every community seems to have a few local historians whose roots go back several generations. When did your people come here?
My people?
Yeah, your people.
My people didn't come here.
They didn't come here?
No.
Are your people here
now? I'm not a Dubuquer.
Okay. Where do you hail from?
Idaho.
Oh, you do?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a few good Idahoans out there.
Well, there's another show in that, too, I guess.
There is. Anyway. There is, yeah. It's potatoes, not corn, you know.
Potatoes, okay. So next time, we'll do Idaho.
Yeah, next time, do Idaho.
All right, thanks, Mike.
I can probably tell you more about that.
Mike Gibson, ladies and gentlemen. A lot more where that came from. And don't forget My Old Dubuque, Collected Writings on Dubuque Area History.